Hello, it's Dr. Howard Gurr for The Shrink Is In, and today I'm going to be talking with Scott Lowe, the manager for the North American market for Scios.com, the leading company in virtual reality for mental health care.
So, Scott, welcome to The Shrink Is In.
Thank you for having me.
As you know, we've talked about this because you're the North American manager and you sold me. And so, the idea is to try to figure out, virtual reality, where it's going, what's happening with it. As you know, we talked, I've been following it for years and years and years. But as a private practitioner, a solo practitioner, it was nearly impossible to afford the system. But now, obviously, with the advent of head-mounted displays and cellular phones and those kind of easier systems, people like me can afford it. So I'm very happy to be using virtual reality therapy in my practice. But I wanted to know a few things, and maybe my audience wanted to know, so I figured I would speak to you, Scott, and figure out what's going on. So the first question I always have is, the system, the company that you work for is in Spain, and what I've seen is that there are several companies in Europe that are in that market. In my experience, there's only one company in the United States that's in that market, and I'm just curious if, the European population is more oriented towards accepting virtual reality therapy? Are they more open to it? And what's your experience with that particular market?
Well, I would start off by saying don't underestimate the competition in the United States. It's popping up. It's an explosive time in psychology and VR, as well as in VR in general. And so certainly we've seen, in addition to European competition from South America, from the US, from the US is where you see the competition that's been around for a little bit longer, that's been based in university research as a spin-off, etc. So the playing field is quite open. It's a prodigious moment, and precisely as you kind of alluded to, the thing that Scios has been able to take advantage of is the moment in time where it became really feasible to do all of this over mobile devices. So that was the next point for our entry into the market for the last 3 years, is to focus exclusively on the psychology market, where you see in larger companies, whether it's Sony or Oculus or whatever, the focus in VR is a lot more toward the entertainment side, and this is a niche part of a much larger market. And so I'm not sure that I would say that Europeans are more forward-minded in terms of psychology treatment. I think in the US we have an outstanding adoption in terms of a certain profile of therapist who's forward-thinking, who wants to build their business and wants to be ahead of the curve of delivering this kind of therapy, which is incipient and going to continue to develop very, very quickly over the next few years. So you may see a little bit more competition, but in terms of the number of companies arising out of Europe, in Spain, in the Netherlands, in Germany, UK possibly, but in general, I think the US has a very, as with anything adoption having to do with the adoption of technology, has a very forward-thinking mindset. Now, I think there's some additional challenges that the U.S. market offers to a company that's selling from abroad, of course, but we gain our expertise in the marketplace.
Okay, I see that. And that's why I tended to jump on early, because I saw this as, a new market for therapists, and clearly a very effective way of handling people who have phobias and fears that are so focused that we could, approach them from a very specific and detailed way. I see it as, some people say the gold standard of treatment for phobias. To me, it's also, kind of in its infancy. And do you see a kind of an evolutionary process in the technology and the environments? And where's Scios going?
There's a lot going on, and there's a lot that will happen in the next few years, both within Scios and in the general picture. I would start by saying that for clinical psychology, it's been demonstrated for quite a while within the field of virtual reality therapy that you don't need the most realistic scenario or the most advanced technology in order to provoke the clinical experience that you need to do good work. So while what's been happening has been that the mobile revolution has allowed us to do virtual reality in a way that is superior to what has existed in the previous generation, even 3 or 4 years ago, at a price point that's way lower using technology that's already in the market, et cetera. That power is quickly increasing in terms of what we can access to create these experiences. So I would say that the development path for Cyos and for other companies in the VR space, particularly in mental health care, they really have to decide for the short term, you know, whether they're going to be tethered to wires or having a very intense setup and make a larger investment up front to kind of have a very, very advanced system, or to have a very modular experience that's easy to use in a wireless way that goes along with all the mobile architecture that I've been referring to. But that is a very temporary problem, because over the next few years, I think there's going to be, for marketplace, is going to be a shift to very much more powerful mobile devices that are still untethered, as well as much, much more powerful systems that are tethered in a way such as Oculus Rift. Now, that's going to go hand in hand with the convergence of information coming in from a wide variety of sensors that we can use to really glean high quality information about brain waves, about heart rate, about skin conductivity, and everything else that you would use to get biomeasurements. So the evolution, I think, for Cyos in particular, is going to go towards really having the convergence of a lot of good information and really good algorithms to interpret kind of how the treatments are going, as well as different things that can be integrated into an immersive treatment. So very quickly, I think you're going to start integrating other senses depending on what the technology path is in the next few years. You know, we could be integrating smell, we could be integrating certainly more directly vibrations from an advanced kind of subwoofer setup, all of these things that make an experience more immersive. And then on the other side, the things that make the experience more meaningful in terms of the analysis of what happened. So in the psychology realm, we're always dealing with people that are doing this for a therapeutic purpose. And so it's not always necessarily a pleasant experience. But sometimes it is, as you know, when you're doing relaxation and mindfulness and focusing on that. Of course, we keep in mind that this is geared toward a very specific kind of experience, and so it's not meant as a larger consumer experience. And we take in mind to keep all the technology focused toward the utility in that realm.
So you see it as there's a kind of a growth area that's going to kind of evolve both in the, what the exposure environment is, and then the measurement tools. And again, obviously the immersive piece of creating more, presence in the virtual environment.
Right. There's going to be things that make VR more effective, and then there's going to be things that make its analysis more effective for the generalization of learning, for really showing patients how they're doing and how they're handling treatments and all of that. Yeah.
So obviously, as a psychologist steeped in research and scientific studies to prove the validity of any kind of treatment modality, I'm assuming Cyos is also involved in research to validate VRT. So what are they working on these days?
Right. So research is at the center of everything we design in an interactive process, medical team and our actual user base. But the origin of the company is in sort of picturing to translate the research into useful tools for the clinical psychologists. So with that in mind, we've been in existence for about 3 years. It takes a little while to get these studies going. Of course, it took a little while to get a product in the market. So I'm happy to report that we have one study currently underway at Stanford University testing the effect of immersive relaxation against normal relaxation exercises that are given with the same audio and the generalization of learning for adolescent anxiety patients who are already in treatment. Those results are initially thought to be toward the end of the summer, and of course I can't share anything about them now because I don't know them. But we also have another somewhat larger study, actually quite larger study, in the National Public Health System of Spain, which has tested two things, both the ability to invoke an anxious state in the patients that are being treated. In other words, to do the same thing that exposure therapy does in a traditional way, using images and in vivo exposure. And so those two tested against each other with a rather large number of subjects. And then also the therapeutic outcome. So over time, measuring the outcome of a group with control experience in CBT, and of course using virtual reality for treatment of either a specific phobia or anxiety symptoms.
Great.
So those results are also pending. Those are a little bit closer to release, and I think within a month we'll have some good traction on that. But we view it as something that we've needed to do from day one. It's been, you know, obviously it's been work to get them going, but we have more in mind, so we're actively collaborating with people to create more validation.
Sounds like everything's moving in the right direction. So I'm very thrilled about BRT and very optimistic about what it can do and what it's going to do for my patients. And I got to tell you that everybody that I've talked to about it and demoed, you know, the VRT environments has been blown away, you know, by the impact. So it's definitely got, you know, the ability to immerse people very quickly. And I remember when, you know, you demoed it for me, and you put me on that elevator on the outside of the building and took me to the roof and said, okay, now take a step towards the edge. And I knew where I was, but I was not happy to take that step. You know, that basically sold me right there. That how immersive it was, because I knew I was in my own office. That whole experience of feeling like, you know, hey, I'm too close to the edge of a building was, you know, remarkable to me. As I said, I'm very thrilled, and I'm glad that I came across Sios, you know, so I'm sold.
I appreciate that, and what you're pointing to is really central to what I do every day. You know, people do not have an experience, even if they've read all about the research and know that this is applicable and understand the idea, until they put it on and experience that for themselves. And you, I don't think you particularly have a fear of heights, but even so, you know, was able to induce a certain feeling. And that involuntary response is really the mechanism through which virtual reality works. It's your body's inability to distinguish where it is in space or what's happening because of the physical stimuli that it perceives coming at it. It's really an interesting way that it functions, because it basically works on cognitive dissonance. You know, you the fact that you understand you're safe and you still panic is what creates the space. I always say the space within which the therapist can actually start working.
Right.
So I'm glad that it sold you in the moment too.
It was startling. And as I said, I've been following virtual reality for the last, I don't know, 10 years. And so I knew what it was, and I knew what it could do, but, you know, it was just not within the realm of something that, as I said, a clinician like myself could afford. So I'm thrilled that now my arsenal, and it's something that I could utilize to help my patients. So thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so I appreciate your time, Scott, and maybe another time somewhere down the road we'll do another video cast, podcast, to see what research is doing down the road. Again, thank you, and until next time, this is Dr. Gurr for The Shrink Is In.
You have been listening to The Shrink Is In, and your host has been Dr. Howard Gurr. If you want to learn more about Dr. Gurr, go to his website at www.drsgurr.com.